Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. That's Carlos Santana bringing us back. Our websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Greg Cazera. He's the author of a book, Just the Facts, Just the Fracks, Ma'am. Also Learned Leadership, and he's a great small business owner just like you and me, and a member of the oil and gas industry. He's previous president of the Virginia Oil and Gas Association. He's our good friend Greg. Thanks again for being here. We were talking earlier about the price of oil. It seems to me, and I'm asking this for all the people who stand at the pump, are going to stand at the pump today, Greg. It seems to me that when oil prices go down, it takes a while for the gas prices to drop. But when oil prices go up, gas prices go up within a minute. Can you explain that? am I right? Does it feel that way to you too?
You're right. I mean, it's I don't know that there's a logic to it as much as it is anticipation, because, you know, but here's what's changed. It used to be, if there was even the threat of conflict in the Middle East, yeah. I mean, I'm like you. I would get mad because I would drive down to my local service station here in town, and it was up 25 cents, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, now doggone it. Nothing's happened yet,
right.
And I know that you didn't pay more for that fuel that's in that tank.
Right.
And it does take a little longer for it to come down. So that may be some of our fellow small business owners kind of hedging their bets.
Something stinks. I think it's higher up than that. But I'm thank you for saying that you it's you the same way. So talk to us about the future of fracking.
Well, you know, that's a great question, Jim, because, and it really gets down to a lot of it, the presidential race, because what it's important for all of our listeners out there to know that fracking is so basic. I mean, it's like putting tires on your car. We frack every well in this country, oil wells, gas wells. If you don't frack, you don't have an oil and gas industry. It's that basic. So now, Jim, I don't agree with the president on a lot of things, but he made a statement a few weeks ago at one of those graduations, and he said, ignorance is not a virtue if you're running for president. And I absolutely agree with that statement, mm-hmm. because you got two guys out there, Bernie and Hillary, that are talking about banning fracking or regulating it out of business. And I'm thinking, are they ignorant? Are they nuts? Because what they just told the public, I mean, we're talking, you know, you and I are talking $60 oil. Or
right. Yeah, they just told the public they're going to be paying a double or triple for gas, didn't they?
We're talking $5 plus.
Yeah.
Because what we're really saying is what they just told everybody, and what's sad is most people in this country didn't really understand that. When you get rid of fracking, like Hillary wants us to do, we're talking, okay, we're done. The oil and gas industry ceases to exist. You lay off all those folks, and they go on unemployment. And now we get to buy our crude oil from our good friends in Russia or in Iran or OPEC, and they're going to sit around a table, and they're going to decide, they're going to tell us what our gasoline price is.
And right now, because of fracking, we've got the opposite. They're wondering what we're going to do.
Oh, it's terrifying.
We've got some self-determination, some global self-determination now because of the oil and gas production inside the United States. We're no longer, we can be self-determined from a petroleum standpoint if we want to be, can't we?
Well, I was talking with a gentleman yesterday, and he's talking about his wells up here in the Marcellus. Well, he said, Greg, he said, we're testing the Utica, which is below the Marcellus. He said, it's three times better than the Marcellus.
Wow.
Now, the Marcellus is the second largest natural gas field on the planet. When you add the Utica to it, we have in New York, Pennsylvania, Ohio, West Virginia, the largest natural gas field in the world, and along with that comes the liquids that we use to make gasoline with.
So here's a question. When that natural gas is fracked out of there and you get it out, Is it gone, or does the Earth create more of that? Is there? I mean, I've always wondered if can you go back to that? Is there is the crust of the Earth holding a deposit of that down that when you frack it and you get the first, you know, start pulling it off to start with, is there more waiting to come out?
Well, that's a great question, because the answer is yes and no. In the Marcellus, when you produce that gas, and some of that gas has taken literally millions of years to generate.
Right.
And all natural gas is the decomposition of plant and animal matter.
Right.
So when you're really deep underground, and we'll produce that. Now, what is fascinating is when we produce these wells, normally we're getting maybe 15% of the gas out of the ground. I mean, so as we develop as smart people, develop technology, we find ways to get more and more of that gas out of the ground.
So it's not that there's more down there being made, it's because it's all carbon, and the carbon was from animals who died 100 million years ago. It's from the fact that you're only, the current technology is only getting part of the gas out.
Exactly.
When that gas leaves those crevices, what does that do to the crust of the Earth? Is the gas holding? Is it buoying the Earth or is it just going to leave a cavity?
No, great question. And the way I can describe that, the gas is actually in the pores of the rock, Jim.
Right.
And it would be like if you see these people have vases with flowers in them and marbles.
Right.
And there's water in that vase, and you can still, you know, but when you pull the water out, you can't press you still can't push those marbles down, and that's really what happens. When that gas comes out,
there's water go back in there. Is that you know, some of our water? There's a lot of questions here, folks. But I think it's better. What we have now with the fracking is better than being dependent upon OPEC. Don't you? Tintail, right back with Greg Kazera. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.